A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Oof. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. Generally, Andy and I do not record immediately after results, but this time we are breaking that rule. Oof. Before we get into all the fun, very quickly, a thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon, Anthony Lovari. Anthony, thank you for your support. And of course, to all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible. If you would like to join the chaos that is currently ensuing in the group chat at the moment, the usual post-match bickering and fighting going on. If you want to join that and you don't have enough depression in your life, you can go to patreon.com/RomaPress. If not, make sure you at least go to our YouTube, youtube.com/ISRomaPress.
No, I have to correct you on that, John. It's /@ISRomaPress.
It's /@ISRomaPress.
Exactly.
On YouTube. And thank you all for the wonderful feedback. I'm trying to maintain some semblance of gratitude and positivity at the moment, but the response that we've gotten on the first two videos, Andy, has been
like someone saying that you look like the grown-up kid from Up, from the Up movie.
Yeah, I told him, you know, this guy made a good comment in the first video, making fun of my baby face, which was funny. It made me laugh. I expect better in this one.
Hopefully he's got more. And well, hopefully we get some good word from our good friend Tor, which we haven't heard from in a long while.
Both
and
of those
who actually subscribed as a patron to the show, so good on him.
He did. And I didn't really get it because both of the main characters in Up are short, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yes, the kid is a kid. You know, you are the grown-up version of...
I'm just under 2 meters tall. You're tall as well. I mean, the camera doesn't do us justice. I mean, if I stood up, I am literally... Yes. I'm. That's what when our good friend Giovanni called me Osama bin Laden, I didn't realize it equated in more than one facet with all the children and recording videos from what is essentially a bunker.
Was Osama bin Laden also 2 meters tall? I'm not sure.
Wasn't he over 2 meters tall? Hold on.
No, come on, man.
As you can see, we're
195, 6'4". Wow, that's pretty good. That's
so I was right. He's just under 2 meters tall.
He was an easy target to begin with. You know, I mean.
Well, the thing too, I didn't realize how many when he called me that. I thought it was just in relation to the children, but recording in bunkers, going country to country, it fits better than I probably would have been comfortable with. But here we are talking of terrorism, which is essentially akin to what we were treated in the final 5 minutes. Roma, the first 16 minutes, if you didn't watch the match, just do not. Yeah. Because if we had to make like a tier list of torture, physical, mental, emotional torture, those 60 minutes probably would have been just under, I don't know, things I find torturous. Adults who are overly excited by Disney or something. The first 60 minutes of that match between Roma-Torino would have been just below that. those first 60 minutes, and I wrote this down because, of course, we do a lot of research here, wherein I mean we do no research before we speak, and we do not talk about what we are going to discuss before the episodes. I just click record. The combined XG between Torino Roma at the 60th minute was 0.68. So that should tell you all you need to know. And I believe it was Lukaku. Who got that first chance? Was that? I'm trying to recall. Maybe it was Lukaku. I can't recall right away. But
I mean, there was the post, yeah.
That probably was the first real chance of the entire match, if I'm trying to think of it. But I mean, that first half was brutal. Brutal. Nothing happened. Boring football. Very ineffective football. And then, I mean, Lukaku, man, a quintessential Romelu Lukaku goal, first off. And there is something about him. Now, as people can probably tell by the camera, I do not have the figure of Peter Crouch. I am more broad-shouldered. So, I will never be when I was playing football growing up. I couldn't do like Aubameyang, you know, after he scores a goal, it does a front flip or do some of the things that he does on the pitch. You know, I had to play, you know, like when you're the...
What were you?
Well, somebody small. You know what that goal reminded me of? And I love it as somebody who, you know, taller and broad-shouldered like that. It reminded me when you were... A child and you were playing somebody much younger than yourself, and all you would do is just back them down in basketball, go inside to the post. Yeah. And just, I love that goal. I love that Lukaku is able to shield the defender. I mean, you look at his level and you compare it to the rest of Roma and the level that he possesses along with Paulo Dybala. I don't know whether to laugh or cry, Andy, because those two compared to the other nine that play on the pitch with them simultaneously, I pray that they do not, out of frustration, just begin smacking everybody on the side of the head, all nine that inhabit the pitch with them, because I look at just some of the things he is able to do, and his level is, I tweeted it out, he's just of another category, this guy. He's of another category that Roma does not possess, players they typically do not possess, just like we saw in last season with Paulo Dybala. He and Paulo Dybala are just at such a, are in another category. And unfortunately, it does show. I think it is very clear and obvious far too often than we would be okay with. And I think the goal at the end with Duván Zapata, who, by the way, was anybody, if there was going to be an equalizer, was anybody else going to score? It was always going to be him. The only thing that was missing today was Costas Manolas getting bulldozed into the ground with flattened as if he were ran over by a bulldozer on a construction site.
That's a throwback right there. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah. Costas Manolas just getting wiped off the face of the earth by Duván Zapata.
94 minutes each, he did it to him.
Each and every time, yes.
Right. So it was only going to be Zapata today. If Roma were going to draw and you were going to tell me before the match the score was going to be 1-1, I probably would have bet my entire life that these two guys that scored the goals would be the ones to score. So the emotional roller coaster that we are treated to sucks. Now, you and I have been through this again far more than we are probably willing to admit.
Countless so times. This is not exactly what we want to do on a Sunday evening.
No. And two, it is so deflating to go from victory and...
But I told you, somebody even tagged us and said, this is exactly what John and Andy warned us against. Like, this was the kind of game that you could have taken home. Imagine what a sweet, sweet win this would have been with that one goal by Romelu Lukaku. This is what I envisioned, you know? The footballing gods told me this in my sleep, that this was this could be a possibility. But instead, yes. at the end, Roma, as always, you know, they let it get it slip away from them. That's that it's time and time again. Roma have that one chance and they are unable to hold on to it. Imagine what a great feeling it would have been to go from that emphatic victory against Empoli, 7 goals, 0 conceded. You win in Sheriff, you go back to Italy, you play against the tough Torino side, and you're able to get away with a clean sheet and 1 goal by Romelu Lukaku, who therefore scores in 3 consecutive games for you. No. Roma, instead, they went out of their way to play shitty. They lose their man. They lose their man, and the man, obviously, is Duvan Zapata. And Duvan Zapata, like clockwork, he scores.
On a set piece, too, where from that distance, in that situation, I have such a difficult time accepting that, because simply by way of the movement of the players, you know they're going to be headed towards the goal. To lose your man in that situation, to me, is unforgivable. Unforgivable. Particularly in that moment. And the thing that just it burns me even more. What did we see coming into this? We saw Lazio drop points. We saw Napoli drop points.
Yep.
We saw Juve dropped points.
Yes.
You had an opportunity to gain ground, make up for your mistakes in the first 3 rounds.
Yep.
And the line is so thin. It is so thin between 3 points and a draw. It is so difficult for me to accept this, because when I say the level between a guy like Lukaku, Dybala, and the rest, it's these things. One mistake costs you. It costs you just that one thing. Up until that point, Roma defensively, I thought they were flawless. Flawless.
Ndika, one of the best performers.
Superb.
Of the night.
So I thought he was fantastic. Ndika. Up until that point, I can't recall a single clear cut opportunity of Torino. Juric, again, we said this before the match. You know how Torino are going to play. So the first half really did not surprise me much. I was not shocked that there was very little between the sides. You're not going to get a lot of scoring opportunities, but when you face a team like of Ivan Juric,
no.
It's going to come down to the mistakes and who of the stronger players can take advantage. And it looked like Roma were going to come out on top of that. I watched that goal, that set piece goal at the end there, and it is really sort of just the embodiment of Roma, just not being able to maintain the character, the mentality of something for all 90 minutes. You are just that close to three points, to taking advantage of all of these teams coming into this.
And how
dropping
many
points.
How many times have we seen this over the years? And I'm getting, you know, flashback. PTSD flashbacks to, I mean, things that happened over 8-9 years ago. So it's something that we cannot seem to get rid of. It's something that I can list countless times across the years that we've been doing this podcast. Where you right. Last year it happened with Sassuolo, the time when Mourinho lost his shit with Karsdorp. That's because he knew how vital it was. I wouldn't be surprised if he loses his shit in the dressing room tonight, because unfortunately, the team didn't respond the way a team that is in a position to win a very difficult game, a game that was not for granted. The first half, forget about it, you know. This was for the taking. This was it. You know, you had that chance, one goal. You scored. You pack it up. You park the bus. You stay focused. And then you go home and you have a win in your hands.
Yes. It is. I agree with you. I have this is on right now. I'm waiting for Jose Mourinho to step to the to come do his post match interview. I again, you see everything that Roma did well up until that point. Again, defensively, I thought they conceded close to nothing. You hit the post, but you did not let that rattle you, at least not terribly much so. And then on the goal of Lukaku, man, there's a lot to like on it, the pass of Dybala. Christensen, I know this is probably going to be like the... I'm sure some people will notice it, but man, just that extra effort by Christensen to get his foot onto the ball to Lukaku, and yes, it did take a slight deflection that was lucky, but you see Lukaku shielding the defender. He turns up, perfect finish. Everything about that was perfect, and you were able to that point play flawless defensively. You were able to play smart. I thought Roma, the way they conserved the energy, I thought they did very well. It's just so baffling to me that, you know, you do all of these good things. What was the goal? 84, 85th.
Don't tell
you
me.
You do all
it.
Of these
it's
good
so
things.
Depressing. Jesus Christ.
All of these good things. And at the, you know, just like that, it's gone. It's gone. It just disappears just like that. And man, just the thing that gets me most upset at this, and this is something we do talk a lot about on here, just not the obvious. You have two less points in the table now. It's obvious. Duh. You did not take advantage of all of these teams fighting for the top four who dropped points. You lost an opportunity. I think of this from the mental point of view. I mean, just the mental blow and the mental kick to the testicles that this is. I mean, you are going just from 3 points, hard fought, 1-0. You withstood all of the attack of Torino, who tried to throw everything at you. You faced a Torino side that are always known, or at least any Ivan Juric side, they are known for their intensity. You were able to deflect all of that and come out of there with 3 points. And it's just that 5 seconds of shutting off, that's all it takes to just flush all of that down the drain. It's into the bin now. And the mental juxtaposition of going into your next match in the midweek against Genoa off a draw versus a victory, it is so, 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 so different. And the difficult part now is you, and this is something we have seen Roma suffer from season after season after season after season. It goes beyond players. It goes beyond manager. It goes beyond everything. It goes beyond president of the club. It is putting this moment behind them because they're going to have to do it now. You cannot allow this to linger into the next match against Genoa, because if you drop points there, now we're looking at an issue, because you're going to have, it would be one victory, right? If you were not to beat Genoa, you would only have one victory through six matches, right? Because you would have one win, two, and then three draws, if I'm not mistaken. Well, if you were
correct,
to draw
yeah.
that. So, so this is already, we're talking match day six, or at least going into match day six. A very delicate period, and it didn't have to be. Coming into this match against Genoa, you could have been flying high. You would have had, as you said, Romelu Lukaku scoring in three straight matches. You would have kept a clean sheet. You would have had your second consecutive league victory. You would also have been getting back, at least according to his agent, Lorenzo Pellegrini, probably will be back for Genoa. You would have had nothing but positivity going into that. You would have had zero things, zero concerns, zero regrets weighing on your mind in that moment. And now it's just, it's a completely different match. It had the match against Genoa now has a completely different complexion coming into it. And that's the part that just, it burns me. It burns me because it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way.
It's like always, you know, it's the same old story of Roma working really hard for something, and sometimes, you know, they have these episodes where they get lucky. In this case, I mean, it's luck. It's also Lukaku being Lukaku. It's the main reason why you signed him, but it's Roma working hard for something and then just not knowing what to do with that luck. They seem to be so unfamiliar with the whole process of actually getting a goal that allows you to hope in this kind of victory. I mean, that's why I said Sassuolo last season, because it's the first occurrence in my mind that, I mean, where it's so evident that the team had it. They had it, and then they lose it. And then it comes back to haunt you. It comes back to haunt you at the end of the season. It also comes back to haunt you in the next game, where you have to immediately react to that. Because as you say, you know, you're looking at Genoa, and you're looking at a team that, like Genoa, who are extremely determined this year. They've made some investments. They're good. Alberto Gilardino's got them exactly where he wants them to be. And they're not happy. They're not happy after their recent performances. They want to do well. You are obviously going to be tired. You played against Sheriff midweek a few days ago. So, you know, when you're looking at the physical side, which obviously is going to take an impact because you're playing so many games in so little time, you have to rely on that mental side. And if you do something like this, you know, so stupid, where this perfect opportunity presents itself to you and with minutes to go, you are unable to hold on to it, then you're not really showing me that you're a team that deserves to be up there. And I'm tired of looking at Roma that way, because keep telling you, these are things that I don't even have to think back on. In these last 2 years with Mourinho, these are things that I can track back to the times of Eusebio Di Francesco, the times of Rudy Garcia. I mean, these are things that I've seen so many times that is why it's the only reason why I'm able to come on here right after the match and not have a mental crisis, because it's something that I've gotten used to. I'm pretty sure that you've also gotten used to it, where it's just, you know, it's a shame, but you have to move on, because at the end of the day, this is Roma. And the day that they learn to take advantage of these situations, that's when we'll know that this is a team that is actually ready to compete for the things they say they want to compete for. Because you're never going to go far if your mentality is, well, we want to achieve top four, but then the perfect chance presents itself and we just squander it. We squander it and we let it go. And then 3 days from now, we're going to up against a difficult team. Difficult team, a difficult setting, a team that is also looking to make points. You're looking to make points. What are your reassurances? It's always going to be Lukaku and Dybala, but I mean, there has to be something more than that. And that's the biggest pain.
And therein lies really the biggest mystery of this Roma, because beyond Paulo Dybala, beyond Lukaku, you have very, very few guarantees in this team in terms of performance. I mean, I'm trying to go 1 through 11, beyond Paulo Dybala, beyond Lukaku. I mean, was there... I thought Ndika was good. I thought... I'm trying to think in midfield if anyone was really... I thought Paredes was okay. I mean, nobody really shined. And I suppose that's really the issue. Who can you count on with 100% certainty beyond those two? That's the difficulty about this team. And this match against Genoa, man, I have to tell you and admit that I am petrified, because it does have, and I think I said this, this would be the second time where I am worried about the potential of a complete and total capitulation already so early into the season, where we have to put up with the usual stuff from the ambiente, where you hear the radio is talking about this, talking about that, Jose Mourinho this, Jose Mourinho that, and I can just feel it in my bones coming. Should something go wrong against Genoa, I don't know. the difficulty too in all of this is, yes, it is still early in the season. If we do want to take this from a glass being half full, if you look at the rivals, I mean, Lazio are playing terrible.
Everybody's playing terrible except for the same thing as last year. Terrible.
Yes.
Minus Napoli. Like it's the same situation except Napoli are doing pretty bad to Rudy Garcia, and Inter are just rolling everybody regardless of the circumstances.
Our friend Rudy is ahead of schedule with that one. I thought he would be gone by February, but it may come before that. Did you see the thing that I don't know if you watched it on the zone.
Bad, but let's not look into there. You know, I mean, it's I don't want this to, because this is going to be a new low where, like, what are we?
Yeah.
20 minutes into this podcast and we start to talk about Napoli. It's just.
But really, I mean, if you think about it, if you want to look at the glass being half full, that is really the only thing that I can take at the moment.
The glass half full is that we're not reigning Serie A champions, and we're not minus seven to Inter. You know, we're minus, I don't know. I don't want to look at the standings right now. So that's the only good thing, is we are not the reigning Serie A champions.
Right. Beyond Inter, I mean, there are very obvious flaws, I think, with every single big team in Serie A. I don't think that's exactly a groundbreaking observation, but obviously the concern is Milan, Juve, these teams have won things, much bigger things than this Roma, and obviously when it comes to just the mystery of not knowing what you are going to get. I mean, with Juve, you know, there are guys that you can count on, in my opinion, that, you know, you have those champions that are able to do it consistently. With Roma, you have these just a bigger number of wild cards. I can't think of a better word. I can't tell you what I'm going to get from one weekend to the next with certain guys. And that is where this is going to be an interesting stretch here, because I hate Roma being in this trouble so early. I do think maintaining balance when we are coming, this is why, especially recording immediately after a match, I am not a huge fan of, but it sucks, but who cares? I mean, we do it here, or, you know, I force everybody to go to like Radio Vicenza and listen to me on a satellite radio or something. Nobody wants to listen to that. But in all seriousness, I do think finding balance and maintaining calm at this moment, after you come up, after you concede a goal like that, it's very difficult to take a breath and think clearly, level-headed. It's always when you lose that way, or lose when you drop points in that manner, you're going to be emotional, because it comes at such a late stretch. You are so close to getting all 3 points. Maintaining balance is very difficult, but I do think that we do have to just step back. I mean, I'm looking at our Patreon group chat right now, man. I mean, you would think that Roma were relegated to Serie B tonight.
Yeah.
It's okay. Now, again, the only positivity, I got
300 unread messages, and the last time I checked, it was 20 minutes ago. So,
oof. Well,
yes.
patreon.com/RomaPress to join in on the fun. But the only thing I can take from this is that other teams are going through this. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to hang my hopes on, because of it. That is really the only thing. That and this team is still learning to play together. Beyond that, I maybe you have something that I haven't thought of.
People live this sport any way they want. So I just think, right, you know, obviously, at some point, they'll get it right. They'll figure it out. I mean, just the same way Napoli will figure it out at the end of the day.
Right,
that's
correct.
That's a team that won a Scudetto last year with, what, 20 points differential between the other one between the runners up. So you know what Rudy Garcia, for example, is doing now is just good old terrorism. But the moment that they decide to get rid of good old Rui, they will understand that that's the same exact team with the same exact world star players. I mean, they have Cuara, they have Osimhen, they have Zielinski, they have Lobotka. It's the same squad that won the Scudetto a few months ago. So the same way with Roma. There's not, I mean, there are new players, yes, but Romelu Lukaku, who's a new player, he's just scored in 3 consecutive games. He looks like he's feeling good, you know. You don't have that problem.
Yeah, right.
Evan Dika had a good game, and I mean, he's been called upon.
He was superb.
Since Chris Smalling was out. So at the end of the day, these are professionals. They'll figure it out. I'm not worried. I see people say, well, one of our patrons already wrote the information that that Roma in the year that they almost were relegated, they also scored the same number of points in the same number of match days. I don't think we are there, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. But it's what obviously pain is.
That's
painful.
Worse than the people like asking me, who do you think Roma will purchase in the winter after
it,
the first
match? It is worse
match
when you
day.
Somehow
Give
are.
Are you
when
kidding
you're somehow,
me?
Yes.
Are you
when,
sick? My
when
gosh.
When you're somehow able to like, yeah, come up on, with man. Like the worst statistic, it's.
Do you not? I mean, I consider myself a cynic, but I can't even. If I start thinking that way, I mean, I'll find the nearest window and just throw myself out of it. I mean, come on. It's round 5. It's round 5. It is round 5.
No, no. And you know, as bad as Roma have looked, and they have looked pretty bad, obviously we all seem to have come down from the high of the Empoli result.
That lasted long, yeah.
That lasted
that was
long.
A nice
but
5
I think,
days.
But I think that should hint to something, you know, like this is not hopeless. Like there is no reason to come up with hopeless scenarios. Ultimately, they'll find a way to figure this thing out. It's disheartening to see that the team under some aspects makes the same mistakes over and over again. Not really encouraging signs when you look at how this team handles these moments of high pressure and also, you know, possible gratification in the form of an unexpected win that comes late in the game and you're somehow able to look at the prospect of potentially running away from Torino with 3 points in your hands, while Lazio, Napoli, and Juve have all dropped points. Roma should not be the team that, you know, I mean, almost going into Mourinho's third season, they shouldn't be in this situation. They should be able already to do it, at least on this stage against a Torino side that, you know, as hard as they fought, they didn't show also anything, honestly, that is worth remembering tonight for. So I don't know. It does. That's the one thing that bothers me is that obviously this team has potential. The problem is that they keep squandering like they squandered tonight's result. So we're looking at a must-win game against Genoa. It feels like this is the 20th time we're saying it's a must-win. And it's only been 1 month of the league, so not exactly encouraging signs. But whatever, I mean,
no,
it's not, let's not think about relegation. Let's think improving game by game. You know?
I mean, Inter barely got past the Napoli side. I don't know if you saw the goal of Di Marco, but it took a wonder goal for Inter to defeat the team that Roma beat 7-0. 1 weekend ago. I just saw that message about the relegation thing, man. If this is the thing that is getting you to that level, that I mean, you better put on your seatbelt, because if you're getting to that level from this, I have bad news for you that the odds of it being worse at some point over the next year probably very high. So if you are already that down after five rounds of Saint-Étienne, I fear what you look like in February, or if you even make it to March. Listen, I know it is always easy to come on, and I, you know, we can make it sound like, for anybody who does not listen to the Teleradio Stadio after the matches, it's basically your old uncle that goes on Facebook and types his posts and all caps.
Or records himself live without realizing that he's recording himself live.
with the phone pointed up to the ceiling. It would be easy to come on and complain and yell and scream, but I really do think, and it's easy to say this at certain points in the season, and I don't know, try and sound like the fake mature adult in the room, but truly, I we can't panic now. I mean, we can't do it now. There's no option. You can't panic right now because we have to save that till February. I mean, we are not even. No, but in also, October
what
yet.
Are you? What are you panicking? What are you going to do? What are your options?
Well, yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I want to know what are the options here. Are we? Are there's we talking about changing
Jose Mourinho? Okay,
changing manager, changing players?
Yeah, for who? Yeah, you want Claudio Ranieri? Come on, man.
Claudio Ranieri is busy. That's the only.
Well, yeah, he's busy with Cagliari.
I see people. Well, I mean, but that's...
Come on, man. You know, we're talking about changing a manager to Jose Mourinho for you want... come on.
There are no options.
Enough,
you know, we're not...
Enough.
You know, you haven't gone this far this way because you're going to all of a sudden change it five games into the new season, you know?
Right.
So there is no options. You're looking at... the only option it is to win the next game. That's it, you know? That's
right.
That's to get a result that allows you to then look forward to other games, play with some kind of confidence, because right now you will have to build up the confidence that you lost by conceding that set piece.
Right.
That's it, because all the confidence that you built up against Empoli, against Sheriff, now the levels have dropped. You have to look back on, again, trying to come up with a really hard-fought win against Genoa, and it's going to be far from easy, but it's the only way it's the only way to change the situation. There is no option of changing managers. There's no option of changing players. As bad as you dislike certain players, it's impossible. So you have to get used to the fact that the season is long. There are still, I believe, 33 games left, 34. So, you know, that's it's not going to end soon. So,
I mean, we're talking guys to get during the transfer window. I can't do this.
Is Marcos Leonardo going to solve our
problem? Come on, man. Like,
this is going to be on the next episode. I bet if Genoa doesn't go well, this is the next topic.
There really are no options. You just beat Genoa, and that's it. If every situation that was difficult like this turned into a thing where you question the manager, where we question who we're going to acquire and a transfer win, it's not October. I can't do the math in my head, but 90 days away, 75 days away, I don't know. Are you kidding me? We can't talk about the guys we're going to get in January. Let's be serious now. Let's be serious. No player you are going to get in January is going to change what happened tonight. I don't understand that. I don't understand that sort of mentality. And by the way, what is changing a manager going to do? How is that going to change tonight? That doesn't fix things. That does not fix things.
Maybe on Twitter it fixes things. Unfortunately, it doesn't. This is real life. It doesn't work that way. You know, results. These results. I mean, I swear to God, I'm doing this. It's almost midnight over here. It's not exactly the greatest moment of my life right now, but it's also not the worst. Like, it's, you know, I've seen these things before. Roma have come back from these things. Yes. Is it good? Is it nice to see them concede this way after getting that goal in such a hard-fought fashion. No, obviously. I mean, it's just as bad as exactly the game against Sassuolo that we all remember last season for. And that was disappointing. And it always seems like there is this one game where you do it. And that's the perhaps that's the only main disappointing thing. It's not even the performances themselves. It's that attitude, the slip in focus that then makes not only the game more difficult, not only the result of the game more difficult, but the rest of the schedule more difficult. You're looking at a schedule that should have been a cakewalk. It's not a cakewalk. We all know right. it now. I hope everyone knows that before you jump to conclusions and you see these teams and you say, well, that's easy. No, it's not how it works. Not when you're Roma, not when it's a Serie A season where all the smaller sides are also really, I mean, fighting tooth and nail. So you look at what Lecce are doing. You know, it's unbelievable. So only thing that Roma can change is what, you know, is in their power. In their power, it's not about changing managers. It's not in their power to change players. The transfer window is closed. So the only thing you can do is pick up the good things, but also, I mean, focus. Why did you concede that goal? You're a team that has been to two European finals. You've played in games where you could not concede any more goals. You've played in games where the stakes were extremely high. What happened now? Why? Why this result?
100%. And the thing I just find incredibly fascinating, and because DAZN, they just replayed their interview with Ivan Juric. The timing, even the timing can have such a mental, the juxtaposition as to how Ivan Juric feels right now compared to Roma, the psychological aspect of football fascinates me. He just went on in his post-match interview and he said, we played a fantastic, fantastic match, incredible performance.
Yeah, he said excellent match. It was a shame. It would have been a shame if we had lost it.
Compare the mood to what he feels.
Well, Jose Mourinho said that he's sad for the result. It was a good overall. It was a good game from his men. So
he's not getting down. But what I am saying is more so how we feel.
If that were Roma.
If Roma have gotten a draw and they had pulled it out at the 85th minute, probably you and I are not talking as if this is a funeral where we would probably be disappointed you don't have a victory, but we at least are speaking with a bit more enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Instead, we are, it is as if we are wearing all black. So, again, I just think this is one of those moments where after you sleep on it, you feel much better in the morning. It sucks. And now you only have one choice. You already said it. There's nothing about changing manager, new player. Nothing will get you out of this. There's only one way to get out of this, and that is to win. So if you beat Genoa, it's just we put all of this crap behind us, and you... You just need to go on a run.
Yeah, Roma, it's all in Roma's hands. That's what I'm trying to say. In their hands. We're not talking about depending on some other team's luck. Roma, it's in their hands to change, whether it's mentality, whether it's tactics, whether it's a mix of both, whether it's personnel. I don't know. The problem is you had one goal lead. You should have kept it. Instead, you let it slip away from you in a situation that a team with this kind of maturity that we want to believe Roma possess after these two European finals, a team like that, in that instance, should not be letting that goal in. And that's it, you know.
Right.
After all, this is, again, it's football. It's simple. It's not science. You win by scoring more than your opponent. Roma were unable to do it to Torino tonight. It would have been a different position in the standings. It would have been a different outlook on the game against Genoa. It would have been a different season, you know. At the end of the season, you're going to look back on it and you're going to think, Who knows? We'll see. But it's not, the world hasn't ended. Roma aren't all of a sudden the worst team of all time. They're not a perfect team. They got flaws, but it's up to them to figure things out. And hopefully they do it as quickly as possible, because I can't stand, you know, to come on here again to rant for 40 minutes trying to, you know, come up with some kind of positive outlook on this whole situation, because then I get called names and people say that, you know, we're all trying to make people feel better about this team when this team is hopeless. But, you know, it's,
I don't know if you just checked the group chat, but somebody said, when was the last time we had 5 or fewer points through our first 5 matches? And somebody said 2000-2001 season. Now, because you and I, we
that's do how our this psychological thing happens, you know. It's, it's what they do. It's what they do. It's the thing. It's either you go from relegation to Scudetto. It's, you can't, you know. This is the Roma fan.
Well, this is Roma, the psychological mentality part of football that just fascinates me. You have two sets of different people that saw the exact same match, the exact same result. And one of them is talking relegation. The other one is saying, "Oh, but the last time we had this few points, we won the Scudetto." So I guess the way you will view this is just your general outlook on life in general, not necessarily strictly related to football. I myself am a pessimist, but by no means am I even considering relegation.
Oh no, and I don't know. I've seen what people in our group chat write, and I don't think that compared to most patrons, you're a pessimist.
No, but listen, it's 5 rounds, as you said. There's a lot more football to be played.
It's 5 rounds, and you know, I'm not saying that these 5 rounds don't mean anything. Like, you know, right, I'm not downplaying the importance of 5 games. Obviously, they're important. They count toward the final total points for the season. But there's still more to play, and there's more things that can go wrong for other teams than there are more things that can go right for you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I just made the mistake of looking at what the expected goals XG of Roma was. So I'm not even going to say it. If you want to torture yourself,
it was 3.78, something like that.
Just under 4. Buonanotte. No, in all seriousness, though, it balance. That's balance. The only way. Yeah, let's end it with that. Balance. All right. Until next time. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ready for a real relationship? Talkify is 6.5 times more efficient than dating apps. Why waste 40 plus hours swiping each month? Let Talkify's expert matchmakers manage it. On average, clients find someone special in just 3 matches compared to the 1,500 swipes for just one date on apps. With an over 80% success rate, confidential process with no public profiles, you can trust Talkify. Visit TAWKIFY.com to start your journey. Stop swiping, wishing, waiting. Start your journey and go to TAWKIFY.com.
A coach who knows the game can teach their team how to improve, but one who genuinely cares about each player can inspire them to win. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.